How do you keep from forgetting scripture after you've memorized it?
I don't. So practically, what can you do to keep it as long as you can? And there's only one word: review. Review, review, review. There's no way to memorize scripture that keeps you from losing it. I mean, some people don't lose anything, right? Some people have traps in their head that just, it's on it. But that's one in 10,000 who can do that. Average folks like me have to work real hard to memorize the first time and then recurrent review to keep it. So I memorize verses every day, and I forget them every day. The verse that I quoted in my prayer, did I quote my prayer at the beginning of this? No, maybe not. So this morning I re-memorized a verse. So I finished Deuteronomy, and this is my answer to the question. I finished Deuteronomy and ran across a verse that I memorized years ago. Maybe I memorize it once a year because I read the whole Bible once every year. So I get to Deuteronomy 33:26. There is none like God, O Jeshurun, which is a word for Israel, O Israel, who rides through the heavens to your help and through the skies in his majesty. So I got it memorized. I probably won't in a week. That's hard for me to remember. And I didn't have it memorized when I got there. I've memorized that verse probably five times once a year. And I forget it because I don't use it as often as some. So I would jot it down on a little piece of paper, carry it in a pocket, and pull it out during the day once or twice. If I'm trying to nail it so that it's useful to me over the long haul, then I'm keeping it and reviewing it. So I need to review that. What I would suggest practically people do is decide what cluster of text they want always at their disposal. Like for me, I could name Psalm 46, Psalm 23, Psalm 1, Romans 8, 2 Corinthians 5, 21, and a cluster of texts surrounding justification.
1 Peter 4:11.
Yeah. That him who serve in the strength that God supplies, that in everything God may get the glory through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the dominion forever. This is the most quoted verse as we move into worship at Bethlehem. So I want for my soul, for the warfare of my life, and for ministry in hospitals and counseling sessions, I want a cluster of texts at my disposal. Decide what those are and put them on a piece of paper and review them until you've got them. I'll give you that little story that My first year, I think it was the first year, maybe second, I was called to the hospital quickly. I went without my Bible. I have a little Bible that I carry. I went without my Bible. Roland Erickson's wife had just had a heart attack, and I walked into a room of probably 20 family members. They didn't know if she was alive or dead in surgery, and Roland, her husband, gave me a big hug, and he said, "John, give us a word from the Lord." Now, if I had my Bible, I would have opened it to a psalm or something. I didn't have my Bible. And for whatever reason, at age 35, my mind went blank. I felt so humiliated. It was horrible. Here's this 20 people, and the husband of a dying woman says, "Give us a word from the Lord." And I can't remember what I said. I probably said, "Let's pray," and try to paraphrase some scripture or something. And they were gracious. I went home, got down on my knees that afternoon. I can remember this. I got down on my knees and I said, "Lord Jesus, that will never happen again." And I opened to Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength. I can quote Psalm 46. I've been able to quote Psalm 46 verbatim for the last 28 years. I just said, that one is going to be there. It's going to be there because it's just so useful all the time. So the answer is review. But don't try to do that with every verse you learn. That's hopeless, right? You should be learning hundreds of Bible verses by heart and forgetting, 90% of them. But then you get to them again and you relearn them, and they're there. They're there. You learn them once, and somehow they're going to function to get out into your life. But do nail down a cluster of soul-strengthening words.